This is Hashem continuing with Pelayoyitz Ois Aleph, discussing Achilu and Shtiyah, Shir number 76, where the Pelayoyitz tells us, as we had mentioned yesterday, how appropriate it is that when a person sits down to eat, he should be thinking, says the Zohar HaKadosh, of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, B'Shevach HaMagiya L'Mailo Zichrein Beis Hamikdash Al Shulchanoi. Umeitzer v'doyeg al chesroino. You hear what's going on? We're not talking about it's Tisha B'Av. We're not talking about that you're making a new house and you're leaving over a little section that's not finished in the wall. We're talking about you sit down to eat food and you think to yourself, Hashem's house is not built. The Zohar HaKadosh is telling us the tremendous praise of that person who is thinking of Hashem's Beis HaMikdash when he sits down to eat. That's why he says, there's now the Pelayoyitz saying, says, I would say the following Braisa. There's a braisa from a Gemara in Brachas in the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Gimel on the bottom of the page, bottom of the Amud. What does it say over there? Amar Rabbi Yossi, the great Rabbi Yossi said as follows, and this is the Pelayoyitz would say this when he would sit down to eat. Pa'am achas ha'yisi mahalich b'derech. There was once I was traveling on the road. And I went into a ruin, one of the ruins of the ruins of Yerushalayim, and I went there to daven. He would say these words of this braisa before he would sit down to eat. When? Every time he would sit down to eat. How long did that take? I elaborated on it. I explained it. So it could really take 25 seconds? If you can accustom yourself, say a little faster, 15 seconds? The point is to be thinking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash on a regular basis. And when a person does something like that, of thinking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to a Tisha B'Av is a day where he connects to. Tisha B'Av is not just a day, oh boy. Okay, so when do we start? Oh, better question, when do we end? Okay, where's that comfortable? I mean, not comfortable. Where's that chair I have to sit on that's close to the ground? Right? Not pointing fingers, but this. Then it's afternoon. Okay, a few more hours ago. We're almost done. We're almost there. It's a different mindset. Tan Rabbanan. Another piece of Gemara that he would learn. At the table, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Sholosh Mishmaris Havi Alaylo. The night is divided into three sections. As you know, all from Gemara and Brachas. Yehuda ben Tema Aymer, then the Mishnah and Perkei Avos, Yehuda ben Tema would say, Havi Oz Kanomer, Kal Kanesher, Rotz Katzvi in Gibur Kari, Last Slice at Sonavicha Sheva Shemayim. Yehuda ben Tema would say, when he goes down, when you sit down to eat, when it comes to service of Hashem, have you oz kanomer, be brazen like a nomer, like a leopard. Be strong like a lion. Rats katzvi. Run through the mitzvahs like a gazelle, like a deer. And be swift like an eagle. Last slice of Son of Yichash of Hashemayim. I know what you're thinking. Maybe you're not thinking. I'll tell you what you might be thinking. If you're saying all this, when are you eating? Okay. The point is, he would train himself to have divrei Torah at the table. That's what we started talking about over here. The importance of tzarich lizar loyma divrei Torah al shulchan. And I want to suggest, like I suggested yesterday, I'll take the same suggestion. Do this in the beginning of the table of the meal. And now we're not just talking Shabbos. Do this in the beginning of the meal. Get the train going the right direction. Because once you start talking about everything else, then it's going in the other direction. And then what happens is you have to pull the conversation back to you. So start off with a quick something. It doesn't have to be exactly this Gemara and this Braisa. Of a Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, and Yeraga Loimar, Mishnas Yehuda ben Temo, Memro Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Hamanegas a Shabbos, Neist Noi Nachlo Bili Mitzarim. The Pelioi says, on Shabbos, you know what I would talk about at the table? I would say over the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Omer Aleph, that a person who is Me'anegas a Shabbos, who delights, who enjoys the Shabbos Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards that person with endless boundaries of reward. Endless. You know, you could go, for those listening, if you ever want to come on a trip, they're very nice houses you could pass by. It's a beautiful neighborhood over here. And you go further out to Gladwin, right? It's very nice over there. Make sure you keep your eyes on the road. Okay? If you're driving, you'd look at the road, other person do the looking. It's very beautiful to drive around here. But everyone's property has a boundary. It stops here and the next person starts. It might be like 3 or 4 football fields worth. Okay. But it's a boundary nonetheless. Listen to the words over here. On Shabbos, I would say over the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi, that would say, Kolama aneg es a Shabbos, noisin loy nachalo, he would get a portion, beli mitzarim, without any boundaries, without any restraints. We can't comprehend what this means. This is a chizik now to do what? To learn Hilchos Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos, to follow the laws of Shabbos. That's why we said the more Musa you learn, the more learning you can do also. If you're learning Musa properly, you can be learning more Torah as well. And the last piece on this exact specific topic, Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia, he would say that as well. Rotzah Kosh Baruch Hu lezako Yisus Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us more merits. Lefichah chirbelem Torah mitzvahs. That's why he gave us more Torah, more mitzvahs. Hashem says, I want to give you more of an opportunity. You know, a few nights ago, my boys said to me, they want to go outside to play. I said, go outside to play? Play what? Look outside. It's dark. It's black. I didn't see anything. No. We could see. This is with the lights on. I'm asking this question already. Because they want to get another opportunity. To get another ball in the hoop. They want to play a little more. Just a little more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the loving Father that says, I want to give you more and more opportunities to get the ball in the hoop, to do more mitzvahs, learn more Torah. Lefichach hirbel lehem Torah mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many opportunities, which saw with so much Torah mitzvahs. V'acha kavonas haleiv heina dvarim. And everything goes after the kavona of a person's heart when we do all these mitzvahs. So let's mechazik ourselves. Let's say a little divrei Torah at the weekday tables and even more so at the Shabbos tables.